The wild here doesn't whisper, it roars. Glaciers crack like thunder. Waterfalls carve paths through time. And in the middle of it all, she waits. Motor Yacht Unbridled. A sanctuary of warmth and refinement in the heart of Alaska's untamed frontier. Bears wander the shoreline. Whales breach on the horizon. Seals nap on drifting ice while you sip champagne on the aft deck. This isn't a cruise, it's a calling, and only the bold will answer. Now booking your next unforgettable charter, yachtunbridled.com or through your preferred charter broker.
Top of the morning, folks. Captain Liam here from Motor Yacht Unbridled. I'm honored today to have Rufus Lewis from a bit of an adventurous background. He's currently in Spain, an adventurous family, but he's kind of signed up for an adventure right now, which is the world's toughest road. So tell us about it, Rufus, and welcome to the podcast.
Hey, everyone. Thank you very much for having me, Liam. As I said, my name's Rufus Lewis. I started yachting when I was 19 years old. And I loved it. I fell in love with it straight away. And I thought, oh, this is the one thing I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And then as it does, the yachting took me to the Caribbean. And then while I was there, I got the opportunity to watch the finish of the world's toughest run. I was absolutely inspired many years ago in 2022. And wow. That's then and there is when I decided to sign up for it. So now I am unemployed. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Oh, it's not yachting. It's having a break, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And whereabouts? It ended in Antigua, correct? So tell everyone about it. I mean, the world's toughest row. I'm sure it's got that name for a reason.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's so much I could say about it. Yeah. It's 3,000 miles. It starts in the Canaries in an island called La Gomera, and it ends in Antigua, Nelson's Dockyard, 3,000 miles away, about 4,800 kilometers.
Wow. And there's a group row, correct? Or are you going with the group, or it's kind of independent, or how's it kind of shaped up?
Believe it or not, there's actually other people that want to do this. So it's around 100 rowers that do it every year, around like 30, 35 boats, and it's split into teams. So there's people that do it solo, like myself. There's twos, threes, fours, and fives.
But it's a big Atlantic Ocean. So at the end of the day, yeah. You are by yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you've got a beautiful smile on you. I've seen your training. You're kind of going through your routines now. But the thing I'm most interested in is how do you prepare yourself mentally for something like that?
Oh, I think I'm going to have to tell you at the end. but there's loads of ways. I've currently got a coach, an online coach, which is incredible. Fantastic. But I think it's just mentally preparing. I don't think you can prepare yourself for quite the situations that I'm going to come across. Yeah. And put myself in, but I'm definitely going to try my hardest too.
It's funny, you know, in my life, I've traveled a lot and I've found that kind of the most challenging moments kind of for me, I always try to go to the very extremes of the world. And I remember one time I was kind of in the middle of the Atlantic on a yacht and I stopped it, beautiful clear day. And I swam down, free dive around 100 feet. And that was kind of the most loneliest I felt in the world. And I looked around, you know what I mean? So you're definitely going mid-Atlantic. So how many days? What's the estimate? And what can you take on the boat? Tell me the logistics.
Well, as you know, weather's very unpredictable. So the speed of the boat definitely depends on what the weather's doing that year. So each stroke should take me around 2 meters, which is a nice way to think about it. It should take me around 1.5 million strokes to get across the Atlantic.
1.5 million strokes. I mean, not just stroking for your physical, physical strength and your body. You're stroking for a cause, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I've chosen a cause that's actually close to my heart. It is called Caldwell Youth, and it's a charity that focuses on people between the ages of 11 and 24, and it focuses on people that haven't had the opportunities that other people do. So people that go through foster care or they're neurodivergent. And it gives them a new lease in life, a new opportunity to really like shine and have the opportunities that other people do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's based in the UK, correct?
Yeah, that's based in the UK.
It's the UK. Well, it's definitely, I mean, people at that age, there's so much that you're trying to absorb, especially with social media now and all those challenges that pose itself. When you're going through it, are you going to be having times to kind of do a small kind of post or a blog each day or a connection or something?
So the aim of the game is to get from La Gomera to Antigua as fast as I can. So I'll have someone that will be organizing all my socials, but I'll actually have the ability to be calling everyone, and I'll have a safety team to speak to every day.
Good.
And I'll be able to call you again.
Yeah, I'm excited. Call me halfway. Let's connect halfway.
Yeah, halfway sounds good.
Well, I may be on another yacht going the other way, so it's like, I'll stop, you know?
Yes, well, with the boats that cross later on in this season, the race starts on the 12th of December, 2026. So the likelihood of having someone near is higher than normal.
Okay, so the race is going to happen this year as well, 12th of December, 2026?
This year is 12th December, 2025.
Okay, and then so this year and then next year. So every year it's an annual event.
It's every single year, yeah.
Wow. Are you going to kind of get involved in a volunteer status in this event? I'm sure you're going to be learning a lot of how it's actually, you know.
I honestly wish I had the time, but I underestimated quite how much work the organizing of the campaign is for my year. So I can't make it out there.
Yeah. And tell me about yachting. So you've been in yachting 5 years now. You've come from an adventurous background. What kind of created this sea of saying, you know, in yachting, we all look at the Atlantic. Have you crossed it before on a yacht?
Yeah, I've crossed it 6 times now.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Okay. Well, it's going to be very different, this one.
I know. And I've been in some rough seas there as well. So that was eye-opening on the last one I noticed. I was like, oh, I've signed up to cross this in a 7.5 meter boat.
Yeah. There's not really, in terms of course, there's not much you can really control, I guess. You'll be steering. Is there an autopilot on it? I mean, it's solar powers.
It's solar powered and there's an autopilot and hopefully that tries to keep me on course unless it fails.
Yeah. But then if you don't mind me saying, shift wise, do you do like an hour on, hour off, or what's the kind of, how does it logistically work?
I couldn't actually tell you. I've never actually rowed.
Ah, that's even more challenging.
So hopefully getting on a rowing boat very soon. But by the sounds of it and everything that I've read, because I'm solo, I'll be rowing when the weather's with me.
Yeah.
So I'll be rowing.
Hopefully.
I'll be rowing as much as I possibly can. So it'll probably be, if I can, if I have it my way, of course, but the weather normally dictates what I do and what I don't do, but I'll be rowing around 16 hours a day.
16? How many days?
Oh, tough to say, but 40 to 60, hopefully.
40 to 60. Okay. Well, just don't remember the hare and the turtle story.
You know, the
hare and the turtle. So, number one, get there safely. You got a family, a lot of people are going to be looking at you and they're looking up to you. So, take your time, be patient as always. Make sure you have the first aid.
Yeah. I'm hoping it goes well.
Yeah, exactly. And what's your yachting journey? What's that like? I mean, right now you're saying that you're off looking for work, or what are you kind of looking for?
So
let's tell the audience kind of a bit more about you. So we can find your boat with a rowing machine on it. That's the dream.
I had a job recently. I had a job until April. I was on a popular boat called Motor Yacht Titania. It was a heavy charter boat. I was on there for 3 years and I absolutely loved every minute of it.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. But then I realized, I was like, oh, I can't actually train enough. Because as you know, we work 13 hours a day when any guest is on board. And I was doing that for sometimes 120 days in the summer season.
Yeah.
So it wasn't feasible. So I made the decision to have a year and a half off work.
Oh.
So
you have the time. You definitely have the time now. No.
Yeah, exactly. I took the time off work to be able to train and put on some weight, because you lose between 8 and 12 kilos in this row. And I only weighed 74 kilos before I started training. So
you've got to bulk up.
To lose. Yeah, exactly. I've got to bulk up.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. And the vessels themselves, are they carbon fiber? They are
carbon fiber. They're nice and light until you put everything in it.
Yeah, but still that makes it more buoyant though, I guess, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And they're self-righting as well. So they don't say if, they say when they capsize, they will flip themselves back over.
Well, with potentially 40-foot waves and different things, I mean, it's going to be challenges. I mean, you'll definitely see marine life, you'll see different expeditions, but you're going to be obviously rowing, you'll be facing backwards, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's the strange bit. Do they put mirrors on the side?
Yeah, there's mirrors on the side, but I don't think I'm going to need them out in the Atlantic.
Exactly. Yeah, nice. And then I'll have nav lights on it. And
it has everything a big boat has except radar.
Okay. AIS?
AIS, yeah, everything.
Oh, fantastic. And a little radio, I'm sure, as well.
Yeah, I'll have a little radio, of course, a VHF. I'll have all my AIS. I'll have a life raft as well. Fantastic. Emergency water, the food. So I'll be consuming hopefully around 8,000 to 10,000 calories a day. So the food that I'll be taking with me is a dehydrated rations, similar to what the military have.
Yeah.
So it's just jam-packed full of goodness.
And do they restock you or reprovision you? They must.
No, so I take everything with me.
Off the dock and that's it.
Yeah, it's unsupported. So no one can help you. That's the...
Hence the world's toughest. I mean, you've got all the equipment, but no one is going to pull that row for you, are they?
No, exactly.
That's your mind and your body.
Yeah.
And what's your kind of inspiration to people out there? You know, what kind of gives you the motivation to do something like this? I mean, you mentioned you've got a cause, but there's something deeper.
I always used to do charity events. And when I joined Yachting, I was 19 and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And that's when the charity events stopped. So I used to run like 30 kilometers for charity, used to do a marathon for charity, dressed up in like a bunny suit and things like that. And I used to absolutely love that and thrive off that. And then as soon as I started yachting, my life took a little turn and I wasn't focused on it.
Yeah.
And then when I had this opportunity to see these people finish, I watched Mike Bates in 2022 finish. He's a rower and I couldn't believe it. And then I was like, this is a great way. In yachting, you have a break between being bosun and then you need to go get your tickets, which is do all your exams. And then I just wanted to fill something between that gap, but to see if I really wanted to carry on with yachting. So I think I do.
we'll see how it goes. You know,
but I'd definitely like to do this.
So you were bosun on Titania, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And now you're working towards your Officer of the Watch certificates.
Yes, after this row's done.
After the row's done. Well, you're definitely going to. Do you get any sea miles out of this? I mean, you've probably got enough anyway.
I don't need any. I've got 1,000 days at sea.
Oh, congratulations. Well, it's one hell of a journey. And that's why I reached out to you there, you know, Rufus. I kind of saw one of your first posts and I was just like, yes, you know, you get it. I mean, last night I went to a Seakeepers event when we talk about charities and giving back. And it was kind of an accolade to Jimmy Buffett, the late Jimmy Buffett. But it was what it kind of gave me is that there's so many people out there that have a passion for things. And if you can combine that passion for something, for me, it's diving with sharks, and I love that. But we align with Seakeepers and we tag for sharks now in Costa Rica, similar to kind of a charity work with a company called Mission Tiburon. And that kind of, it gives you so much back. I don't know if that makes any sense. It's kind of the more you give,
of course,
the more you get back.
Yeah, and then the thing that drew me so much to ocean rowing, of course I've worked on the sea, I've seen how rough seas can go, and it hasn't scared me, but the thing that really gripped me to do it is that in the last 6 years, through all these ocean rowing events, they've raised 16 million euros for charities.
Wow. 16
million euros for charity, which is just mind-boggling and so incredible. And I think that is the most impressive statistic out of all these 800 toilet paper you need for the row and things like that. Takes it out the park.
That's the number, isn't it? Excellent. Well, it's definitely exciting. We're going to follow you. Make sure you... How can people get a hold of you? How can they follow you?
I've got Instagram. I've got at rufus.rose. And then my website is rufusrose.com.
Rufusrose.com.
I'm also on TikTok, but everything will take you through the website, will take you to the other socials.
Okay, so you've done triathlons. I've heard about 32 kilometers in a bunny suit. I haven't seen it, so we're going to have to actually see some recaps of that.
Oh, yeah.
But tell us just finally about your training program, because like any marathon, you've got to lead up to it. You can't just, you know what I mean? You can't just start running 16 hours a day. So you do usually like 1 hour, then 1.5, and next week you keep adding and then core workout. What's your kind of plan? Have you come up with a strategy yet?
So, you know, I would actually, I've got to be completely honest with you, I would have not the faintest clue where to start. I'd probably just go to the gym. I'd get on the rower. Like you said, I'd do an hour. Then the next day I'd do an hour and 10, and then I'd build up from there. But luckily enough, I've got an ocean rowing coach and he's rowed the Atlantic and he's trained so many teams. So honestly, the ball's in his court and kudos to him, because without him, I'd be completely lost.
Oh, that's even better. That's perfect. You're like, tell me what to do, coach.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Tell me what to do. I'm not doing it right. It's on me.
Yeah.
Well, great to connect. I really appreciate it. It's Fort Lauderdale Boat Show at the moment. So there's a lot happening in the yachting industry, but I hope people take time and follow your journey and they can donate as well.
Yeah, that's correct. All on the website.
all on the website, so I'll put the link below. But Rufus, thank you very much for your time. I really feel blessed. It's for a good cause. It's for yourself and your family, and everyone's going to follow the journey along with you. And most of all, at the end of it, really kind of look forward to you back into the yachting sector. I think you're a great person. I look forward to working with you some way, shape, or form, and we'll continue to grow together.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice chatting to you.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.